You know, God's so good about fulfilling our needs before we even know what it is that we need. And sometimes we keep praying and praying for something, and God will not answer the way we want to, or his answer may be no. And lots of times when we keep doing that, Satan will come in and try to throw obstruction in your way, distractions, and it's, you know, it's sad. I hear somebody buzzing. It's so sad. And just, we just got to know, and I've got a scripture for you. It's Proverbs. Let me see what it is. Kathy was buzzing. She'll be back. Proverbs 19:11. It almost has become my favorite verse this week. It says, the discretion, well, these pages are stuck together. Come on, really. The discretion of a man differeth his anger, and it is glory to pass over a transgression. It's saying here that to have wisdom is a wonderful thing. Having wisdom is a good thing that God gives us. When we have wisdom and we patiently wait on God, he gives us glory for it. He actually gives us glory for it. So we need to learn how to be patient with God. Yeah. I know sometimes we just want something so bad and we taste it and we just, that's all we're focused on, that we turn our focus off on other things. And that's when Satan, and I'm not glorifying Satan by any means, okay, please know that. I would never do that. I think sometimes we give him too much power in how we say, Satan's really doing this. Satan, I forgot to put my mask on, I'm sorry. Satan's doing this, Satan's doing that. You know, sometimes I think God allows things for us to be challenged with so we will depend on him more. Amen. You know, there's sometimes in my walk with the Lord, I think, you know, this has been such a great week and blah, 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 and all of a sudden I'm talking about myself. And God will keep things in our lives to focus on him. Oh, I just want to, sorry. We need to be patient. That's the hardest thing to do. I don't know about y'all, but for me it is. Especially when I get hungry. I feel like a werewolf going to the pantry trying to find something to rip open and eat. We lose our focus daily. Remember, the first thing you do when you get up, what do?
Thank the Lord.
Thank you, Didi. You thank the Lord. You talk to God.
Amen.
You reaffirm how he is in your life. He is your Savior. He is on the throne. And that's how we have to start the day off, with telling God, reaffirming your faith through him, trusting him. Mm-hmm. This is the only way it can happen.
Amen.
That's what you've got to do. You've got to read verses. You've got to stand on his word. You've got to read, and you've got to pray. Does it mean that if we don't get our, say we have some kind of dream, does it mean that if we don't get it, that God is punishing us? No, it doesn't. We have things in our life we have to deal with. And I know this mess is driving you crazy, but really nobody's looking at me, so it doesn't matter. Okay. Anyway, refocus your distractions. Refocus. And I have to say, I thought of Edith the other day. I don't know, I kept thinking of David, and they were so tied on the football stuff, I thought, I cannot wait till the Cowboys play. You know, and all my friends were going, I'm watching it because they do this and they do that. You know, and I just in the back of my head going, please. Please let that be okay. My husband loved that. That was, football was his life. Mm-hmm. He wanted to actually, I don't know if Kim even knows this, when he was going to college, he wanted to be a coach. And he was going to DBU, and that was his focus. And then he met Jenna, and plans changed. He didn't get to finish that dream out. I was so fortunate that I heard about Pee Wee football. Always had my boys in something, you know. That's just what mothers, single mothers think. Keep them busy, keep them occupied, and somebody that's bad won't, you know, get to them. So, looked across the street, Pee Wee football was there. I went over there and talked to one of the coaches, and they said, well, did he play football? I went, yeah, he really, really did. He's a good player. He was a nose guard and a defensive end. I said, he did great. Well, did he play at college? I went, well, I know he played football all the time. He played on a Tupelo team. Yeah, and he went to college, yes. You know what? Have him come over. We'll see. I mean, I was, you know, it's kind of those passion things. Either it's a fib or it's the truth. I kind of stretched it, okay? Because I was wanting them to want my husband so he could, probably one of the most worst mistakes I've made in my life. And he started out with Greg's team, and Greg was 9. And he loved it so much that once Greg and Josh was past Pee Wee football, he was still out there at football, missing my kids' games at the football field. It, you know, it didn't matter anymore. And I do believe when you're married, you need time alone and away from your spouse. Not to mess around on them, not to have an affair, but you need your alone time. David loved this. I mean, he was so excited. And then with Cowboy, you know, well, y'all know how that was. He never preached so fast in his life as when that game started at 3. And running those people in the nursing home going, I don't want to look at the TV. Don't let me see the TV. Don't let me, you know. And Edith would call him, but you want to know the, or text him, you want to know the score? Don't do it, Edith. And she would do it just to kiss you. Edith is trying to tell me the score. I don't want to know.
And it's not the same with him not here.
I know. He was just ate up with it. I mean, he would either.
I wouldn't tip on it. I said, I'm dancing with this. I said, but I got to the point where I said, well, you'll be happy when you get home.
Oh, yeah, he told me that. I don't know what, I know, I think she thinks they win, but I want to see it all, Chris. And he would sit and go through everything. I mean, he wouldn't even get up to go to the bathroom or eat. We had to bring his food to him on the couch while we watched the game. I mean, it's times like that that I miss a lot. It's the togetherness. I mean, it wasn't like football was an idol. It was something that we had together. Other times, I would love to beat him. You know, he would sure want to knock me out too sometimes, I know. But that's just how we did. And when Lindsay, I don't know why I'm saying all this, but when Lindsay first went down here, we're just all smart alecks, you know? And we're just smarting around, and Lindsay, she was not Jenna Davis' first one. Well, you know, we had two. Jenna's first home. Jenna was so quiet. And I don't know why David found me attractive at all, because I'm the least quiet person there is. But she was real quiet, and they just kind of had a peaceful thing. And she got down here where we're going to go out to eat at where? El Phoenix one night. And we were just ribbing her about something. And Buster, Kimmy's cat, would always go pee on her suitcase. And, I mean, she'd had a rough day. We went, you know, wah, wah, you know, and I was just, I'm putting on my pajamas and I'm going to bed. And we just fell out laughing because we couldn't believe she took it serious. And she cried. I went, no, baby, this is us playing. And people would hear David and I, the way we talk, they go, oh my gosh, I hate each other. But the bantering, that's what was fun. Mm-hmm. And now Lindsay is completely on our side, totally. She got over that real quick. So anytime we have a rough day or something, we'll go, I just want to put on my pajamas and go to bed. So it's become a motto in our house. It's just the little things that you remember that just eat you up inside sometimes. But you know, if you're married, single, whatever, you need time alone with God, okay?
Amen.
You need time alone from your spouse. We all need breaks. I know Benny gets away at the lake and gives her special time with her mom. Don and Brenda are probably together constantly. Tim and Cindy have to be because she's his caretaker. Giver.
I'm getting my 4 hours away from her.
There we go.
2 hours, another 16-hour day. And there was
telling me about some of the things they were going through at the house, and I said, well, I guess that 16-hour away from the house tomorrow is a blessing in disguise.
Well, there you have it. I know Linda and I know his name, Pastor, they had to stay a lot together. David and I had to with his parents. I mean, it's hard to be patient, but that's what we got to do. Patience is love. It's giving a person, another person, not to offend you, but to let them be themselves. We're not going to like everything somebody else says. We're not going to like how somebody else acts or how they look or how they carry themselves. But patience in the Father to know that, you know what, I may not love them, but you love them, so I'm going to love them through your eyes. We've got to be patient with people. We don't know their everyday struggles. I don't know what Kathy has to go through every day. I don't know what Cindy has to go through. I don't know what Anita, I don't know. So you may be thinking, I'm going to come here and I'm really going to get peace over something and stuff. You might get offended because you're in a, I want to put my pajamas on and go to bed mood. But you know, we've got to allow each other just to be yourself. You know, there's things that bother me at church. A lot of things, but I just go let people do what they want to and not worry about it, you know?
Amen.
I know Pastor doesn't like it when I fall asleep through his sermon. He doesn't know I'm asleep, but I'm kidding. halfway. Why is it you get real sleepy when the pastor's fixing to preach? Number one, you've probably been attacked. Don't want to give Satan any glory. Number two, you're probably just tired. I mean, it's up to us to get good rest the night before to be fresh for God. So, anyway, I don't really like how that version of my Bible, I was on my phone, how it said, but it's okay.
She's joking about going to sleep here and you're kind of bubbling.
Oh, don't worry, I'll fix it.
See, that's bantering. That's what I love about him, because he will come back at me. And I'll just dish it out more. But that's how I show my love. You know, people think I'm a witch. Well, no, I just love you and want to give you a hard time. And Pastor's so easy to do that too. Because he doesn't know what I'm doing. He can't see what I'm doing unless he's real close. But no, we just got to love one another. I'm loud. I'm obnoxious sometimes.
Yeah.
I may get on your nerve. Well, thank you, Cindy. I just heard her go, yeah. I get on people's nerves, but you got to let me be me. You know, if I'm quiet, I'm depressed. You don't want me to do that because I go in deep places. But if you're obnoxious, you kill Don jokes, it might annoy you at times, let him be him. That's him. He always has something funny to say. That's him. You know, we just got to be ourselves. So, let's just try to love one another and be patient.
Amen.
Sometimes we need to bite our tongues and stuff. I used to catch myself leaving church and going, can you believe blah, 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 you know, and God was just, I feel like his thumb was just pointing on my head going, shut your lips. Oh, okay. I shouldn't say anything. That's my house. That's my people. I love my people. You know, we're all children of God. You're my brother and sister. I don't care if you're black, Hispanic, Chinese. Oh, Kimmy goes, here she goes again. I don't care. I'm your sister. You're my brother. You're my sister. Stop it, Kimmy. It's okay to love one another. It's okay. It's okay. And not everybody's going to like each other, okay? But that's okay. But we are the bride of Jesus, so we need to what? Get it together.
Amen.
And it's going to start with you and what you bring here at the church. What you bring to your body up here, how we get through the day. And now Pastor's already threatening me, so I'm going to have to sit on pins or something so I'll stay away so I can hear it. But that's okay. So let's go to the Lord. Just try to be patient. Don't get in God's way. Whatever he wants for you, he will give to you because he knows best. Keep praying for the things that you want, but sometimes he says no. But we've got to be what? What is the word? Patient. Love is patient. Love is kind. So let's try to do that this week. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you that we have wisdom in being patient. Thank you that we can learn from our lessons. Thank you that you love us and that you're concerned about us. Thank you that you're always with us, and it just blows our minds sometimes. Thank you so much for the love that we have in this church. And I'm sure big churches have it too. It's just so nice most of the time. You know, it's kind of like one of those small towns. You kind of know what's going on everywhere. But, you know, that's okay. We love one another. I love each and every person here, and I just pray for blessings on them. I pray that the singing goes well. I pray that the pastor, whatever he's thinking that you want him to get through, I know that it is from the heart. I know that he listens to you, Lord. So may we just listen closely to what he says. We love you. We continue to pray for Tim and Anita and Don and Kimmy and all the people that need our prayers right now. Thank you for our homecoming coming up. We love you in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.